Okay, good evening, YouTube. Welcome back to this next episode of FPL Family, the first one, Sam, of 2024. Here we are. It feels like quite a long time since we've been on. It has been a long time since we've been with you guys. A fair few weeks. Christmas Eve was the last time we were here. Such is the busy, packed footballing schedule right now. We've got cup games, we've had Carabao Cup, we've had a little bit of Premier League. I'll be honest, we were in two minds as to whether to even do a live stream tonight, because we are obviously mid-game week. Game week 21 is ongoing. We've had some football. We've got plenty to go. And even before that second half of game week 21 kicks off, we've got FA Cup replays. We've got all sorts going on. So how are you feeling mid-game week? And do you like this sort of chaos that we've had in the last few weeks?
I like the chaos that we've had in the last few weeks. I don't like this week.
This week's chaos is particularly chaotic, isn't it?
I don't like this week. I don't like this split. I was saying that this on the Q&A with Az last week. Like, I don't like the fact that we've got 10 this week and then 10 next week, and we didn't know anything about those 10, and there's no press conferences, and players might sign in the transfer window, and therefore your player might lose his spot. Players might leave in that week, and you don't have a player there. There's injuries.
Yes.
All of that. I haven't enjoyed the split week, but I like the... I love the chaos of December. I love the constant game weeks. Like, I like that. I like, because I'm in it. Like, I feel like I'm in it. And I'm constantly thinking about FPL. Get to January and I'm like, oh, I've got a game week. Oh, no, we haven't got anything for ages because the FA Cup. Oh, now we're back, but it's a weird split week. Oh, now we're off again because it's the FA Cup. Oh, no, we're back again.
Not a fan of this split week.
I like the consistent... But I like the crazy consistent. Like, I'm quite happy for it to be weekend, midweek. Like, I'm happy with that as long as it got routine.
As long as all the teams are playing at the same time.
I'm happy.
This kind of split is quite difficult to navigate, isn't it? It has been, guys, a difficult week in FPL this week, I think. Game week 21. I remember looking at my team and thinking, how the hell am I going to navigate all these flags? And some of those were my own doing, because I've still, would you believe, got Haaland in my team. And obviously I had Salah to deal with. I had a flag on Zinchenko. I had flags all over the place. So I had to take a -4. I had Bowen as well, which was something that, honestly, that was just a pain in my backside, because he had two really nice fixtures coming up, which he's probably going to miss now. Mm. And then the fixtures get a bit more difficult for him. So it's like, ugh, I really would have liked you for that. But then again, I feel a little bit lucky because I didn't have Trent. I know a lot of you guys had Trent to deal with as well. So loads going on. And amidst all of that, we've had five games of football to talk about. So what we're going to do on this stream could be a shorter one. I doubt it with us, to be honest with you. But we will have a look at the five games. We will have a look at how our teams are getting on as well. And we'll look at overall ranks and all that
pointless.
Sort of stuff. And that's why I was going to start with it. Rather than sort of... Because what we usually do is we have the end of a game week and we review it. And then right at the end we go, and hey, here's how we got on.
I haven't even looked at mine.
We should... Yeah, we... Let's just do it.
I've got to a point now where I don't look midweek. So this is going to be a weird thing for me anyway, looking at it midweek.
This is kind of pointless. But we're going to look
I even had play like four.
Well, this is where you're at. Yeah, you haven't had that many to play. So you've had Porro, Palmer, Gordon, Alvarez and Watkins play.
Five.
So nothing for Alvarez and Watkins, but Gordon with a return, Palmer with a return.
Bench the wrong keeper again.
Porro. Oh, Jesus. Oh, my God. The goalkeeper saga continues. Martinez with the 9 on the bench. Anything to talk about? What do you want to say about this? Nothing.
Nothing, really.
Okay, good.
Because it's quite difficult to say anything, isn't it? I took a -4 this week, which is partly why... Because actually, I think... 20...
What was your -4? What was your transfer coming into this week?
Son and Trent for Gross and Estupiñán.
Oh, you went all in on Brighton, didn't you? Yeah.
So, obviously, they've not played yet. They don't play till a week tomorrow.
Bonkers,
so, I kind of feel like, yes, it's red at the moment, but it could... My
it
captain's
could be
not played yet.
Yeah, it could be anything.
Anything could yet happen, so...
I think that the game week at the moment is so... We've only had five games, right? So, it's largely split. Those that have got green arrows are largely Palmer captainers. And those that have got red arrows are largely Saka captains, because we're waiting for our captain to come in.
Actually, that was the biggest talking point for me this game week, was the captaincy. Because I did not know who I'd captained. I told
you that I'd
captained Palmer, didn't I?
Right.
And I thought I had. So I, on Friday, right. For those of you that were following me on Instagram on Friday, we had a very busy day on Friday because it was Max's birthday party. And the birthday party overlapped... the FPL deadline. So I sort of was like, in my head, I've got to get myself sorted, locked and loaded by the time he comes home from school. Because as soon as he gets in from school, I won't be able to look at it again.
Yeah.
And at some point, so on Friday, as my Instagram stories on Friday would have shown, I moved my captain's armband around a lot. And it was with Saka for a bit. It was with Palmer for a bit. It was with Gross for quite a long time. And I moved it to Palmer. And then I do vaguely have a recollection of thinking, do I want a captain Palmer whilst watching that game? Because we had the family over on Saturday.
We did.
With my dad and my brother.
Yeah.
Who are going to be, if Chelsea are being bad, it's going to pull.
And they weren't great, were they?
And they weren't great. And I do vaguely remember thinking, oh, I don't know if I really want that added drama on Max's actual birthday. But I don't remember moving the armband, but I must have. I must have moved it onto Saka.
Yeah.
So when I opened the app on Saturday morning, I was like, oh, you're not the captain I was expecting. But, you know, luckily it was a decent captain option that I'd moved it to. It wasn't like I put it on someone completely random. But I did think I'd left it on Palmer, which was a bit weird.
And by the way, Live FPL has done you a bit of a disservice here, because as Mark Watts quite rightly says in the chat, thank you, Mark, he's added that up, which I should have done, and said that is more than 24. That's more than 24. I make that 26, actually. So 10 plus 7 plus the 3 is 26. So I'm going to change that, Sam. Oh. I'm going to change it live in play. That means live FPL was wrong, which doesn't often happen, but it is.
Is it? Did you pull it before bonus points for Poro?
Well, possibly, but live FPL live updates the bonus points of Poro, doesn't it? So who knows? Anyway.
Oh yeah, live FPL is still saying 24.
So live FPL's got a bit of a glitch in it by the looks of it. Let me know, guys, in the chat if you guys are also seeing a bit of a glitch in live FPL. It feels like it probably is, because Mark, you are absolutely right. That adds up to 26 for you, Sam, so not 24. And it
no,
is the Poro bonus points. What? Go on, what do you think it adds up to then? You've got 10, 7, 3,
it's
and 6.
It's Poro, yeah, it's Poro's
Poro's
points.
Bonus points
Poro's
are not
still
on
sitting
live
on
FPL.
4.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. So that is the fault in the. So you might not be. So all of this under here might be a bit wrong. So 157 might be
in fact,
wrong.
He's having a whole moment, because according to live FPL, Martinez hasn't even got any bonus points. And we know he got all 3. Okay. So I would pay even more reason not to pay any attention to your midweek game week at the moment.
Correct. Yeah, correct. If anything, pretty sure that, well, we'll have, because so on the actual app, on official FPL, Poro's got 6, right? So
Poro's got 6.
If yes. anything, look at the actual score on the actual FPL site. So there we go. So anyway, whatever. We are where we are, but 26 minus 4, not too bad. We're going to talk through the games. Before we do, we'll look at my team as well in a second. Let's just cover a couple of super chats. One from Simon. Thank you, Nigel the Crab, for the super chat. Or the member chat, I should say. 22 months a member. 22 months a member. Nearly 2 years.
Do you
years.
Kind of feel like we should, like,
nearly 2 years.
Send Nigel some flowers or something. He's been around that long.
A 2 year anniversary coming up for Simon the Crab. Thank you, mate. Hope you're well. We are, mate. Thank you. I went double Luton defence. Nice. And picked up 10 points. Alfie Doughty
yeah.
with another assist. But in controversial circumstances, we'll talk about that in a second. Captain Palmer, so got lucky there too. Yeah, nice, mate. Nice you take that. Nothing lucky about the Palmer captaincy. I think he was a good choice. Was it a penalty? Was for me, so I don't think it was lucky from that perspective. And he tucks
they're
it away.
Very good in front of goal, though, are they, Chelsea? Like, always reliant on a penalty.
We'll talk about them in a minute. Joseph Maloney, thanks for the super chat. Evening, Samily. Hello, mate. Did Trent to a Stupinan. The Bowen injury is annoying, along with other flags. On 28 so far, no hits. I think 28 so far with no hits is fine, Joseph. The Bowen injury is a difficult pill to swallow, mate, I have to say, because, yeah, like you, I was hoping to get at least the next couple of games out of him. Sheffield United, this game would have been really nice, but not to be, unfortunately.
Well, we don't know that. We've got a whole other week till he plays.
Yeah, but I doubt it.
You never know.
He
had fluid on his knee before and suddenly was rolled out, so
yeah,
who knows?
Let's see. But without the other guys, I mean, Kudus is not there and Paqueta's got a bit of a longer termer, isn't he? So I doubt we're going to get much from Bowen anyway. But anyway, this is where my team is at. So looking all right. Like, Gusto got the 5. I feel quite fortunate to get that. On another day, that VAR could have been a red for him, in my view. I know he got the yellow, but I was waiting for the VAR review, and the VAR review was a bit like Curtis Jones one against you. He obviously, I don't think he meant it, Gusto, and he kind of went a little bit over the ball, but same with Curtis Jones, and he got sent off. So on another day, Gusto gets a red, and that's not 5, that's -1 or whatever it is. So I feel quite fortunate to get the Gusto points. Pedro Porro with the 6. We'll talk about him in a minute, but what a guy. Like, honestly, you're just like minimum 2 bonus points every game. Like, it doesn't matter what he does, minimum 2 bonus. It's unreal.
And he's so happy all the time. It's the smile on his face every week. I'm just like, I love Pedro Porro.
Well,
brightens up my FPL team every week.
We'll talk about him in a second. We talk about Spurs, because in FPL, I think he's a monster. But I thought Rashford gave him a tough game today. I thought defensively he looked a little bit suspect.
Still got an attack and return though, didn't he?
Yeah, so from FPL, you love him, right? But from a Spurs defence perspective, not sure.
We're not about the defence.
You are not. That's a fact. Richarlison coming in with another goal. 6-6 for him. So definitely finding his feet. And becoming the main man for Spurs, which you love to see. Palmer in there, Foden with the two, which was really disappointing, because I genuinely, coming into this game week, it was all about Salah for a Man City midfielder.
Foden was my fear. He was my absolute fear this week.
I think I got that a bit as well.
I had Alvarez, and I made the decision before the double game week announcement that I wanted Gross instead of Foden. And I was like, do you know what? I'm just going to be brave.
Yeah.
I'm going to hope that Alvarez is able to cover it, because Haaland's not going to be there. As soon as the Haaland news broke, I was like, okay, Alvarez. I feel better about not having a Man City midfielder. But that whole game, I was terrified about Foden, because his ownership had gone through the roof because everyone was going there.
Yeah.
And I feel like by going Gross, I'd been brave by not going for Foden.
Would you have gone for Gross if you'd have made the transfer after the double game week announcement? Or would you have gone for a Man City midfielder?
Well, no, I think I probably still would have gone Gross. And the reason for that is because of budget, because I need the budget for Haaland for next week. And if I'd have done... the only thing I might have considered after that double game week announcement, had I not done it, is going for Bernardo Silva or Rodri instead, because they would have still allowed Haaland.
Yeah.
And actually, that would have paid off, because they both got attacking returns, didn't they? So, but I'm still pleased with the Gross pick. So,
well, leading up to this game week, for sure, it was Salah out, my mind was kind of, I was quite open minded to anything, including Gross and others, but I'd left it quite late for my transfer, because I value having the information at this stage. Hence, I paid a bit more than I should have done for Estupinan, probably for Zinchenko, which was my other transfer. But when that double game week got announced, I was like, right, it's Foden of KDB. So how brave do I feel? And how much do I put into KDB's comments about, I'm not fully fit yet, I'm only really ready to come off the bench? And I was thinking, well, I'll play it safe. And I really wish I hadn't done, but I did play it safe.
But he said that again at the end of the game, didn't he? At the end of the game, he said, I can't play like that. I can only do that for 25 minutes.
Yeah, but he's a modest guy, because Pep came out in his press conference and said, yeah, he's ready to start. You know, he's looking good, he's looking sharp.
Yeah, but is he able to give... Because KDB is the whole game, I go for it, I put my heart in it, everything's in it. He's not a half... He can't play a game without giving 100%.
Yeah.
And he clearly doesn't feel that he can run and give 100% for 90 yet. Even if Pep is saying, well, yeah, we can start. Because he probably could start if he gave 80.
Yeah. But for us Foden owners, I have to say, I thought he was, between him and Rodri, man of the match. I mean, he just didn't get any FPL returns this week, which is unfortunate. But still, performance after performance after performance. A consistently high performance at the moment, Foden. And from that perspective, I'm happy with him in my team. Because I don't see how Pep drops him. Even when all the players are fit.
It's not about dropping, though. I don't think he gets dropped. He just might drop deep.
No, he doesn't play deep. He plays either 10, like he has been doing, and ripping it up, or he maybe moves him left. Because Jack's not at it at the minute, is he? Grealish isn't quite at it. Doku's there as an option, and could play against the low block teams, where he wants teams to run at them. But then I just think Foden is a really good pick at the minute. And with Man City's fixtures, we'll do Man City in a bit more detail in a second, because I have got a slide specifically on their fixtures. I think this is a real turning point for them. I think this is a real turning point. Absolutely. We'll get to it in a second. But 32 at the minute is fine. Captain still to play. Down a little bit from, I think 49k to 53k. It's fine. Like, it's fine. And if Bowen doesn't play, then Solanke comes in. So it's really no issue. Thank you for the super chat. David James White, thank you for the super chat. Free hit out Gordon. Silver, my team is in the mud. So, did you take hits to get Gordon and Silver out, or you used a free hit, David? What did you do? I'm not clear from the super chat what you're thinking there.
But with free hit him out. Well, free hit them out.
As if he did the
probably got Foden and people like that instead on free hit.
And didn't have Gordon and Silva in his team, which is a bit of a bummer because they were the ones that come in clutch, right?
You wouldn't have done Gordon, would you?
You wouldn't have done Gordon. No, you wouldn't have done Gordon. So there we go. There's for what it's worth, there are teams as it stands. I'm still holding Haaland. You're still holding Salah. If you missed it, it looked like Salah's Egypt were going to lose today to Mozambique at the African Cup of Nations. But wasn't to be because the Egyptian king himself scored a last-minute penalty to equalise. I think the final score there was 2-2, which means that, you know, well, listen, I think they're going to do well anyway. And I think even if they'd lost that to Mozambique, then they probably still would have done quite well, I think, in the competition. But it would have been more difficult.
I don't know, I wanted him out. And home.
Yeah, you want him home as quickly as possible, right? But obviously he's quite keen to stay out there. So 2-2 for Egypt. I still expect them to do quite well in that competition. So yeah, keep an eye on what's going on in the African Cup of Nations. Let's get to Sam talking about some of these games then. Where do you want to start? Should we do Man City? Because I think that's probably got the most talking points from an FPL perspective in it.
Okay.
And I do want to start with the guy that's on the thumbnail with Kevin De Bruyne and what you made of his... Well, I was going to say a cameo, but it was so much more than a cameo, wasn't it? It was unbelievable 20, 25-minute performance from him. How keen are you now to go for KDB? How much do you want to get him in your team, or are you still kind of waiting?
KDB's going to be a very difficult buy, because if you want Haaland, then you have to basically not have the others that you would want when they get... So you can have...
If you want Haaland and Salah...
Well, you can't have KDB then.
Yeah. Well... Probably not.
You can't. Not easily.
Well, there's a lot of teams that had Son, Salah and Haaland. It's not that much different.
It's a million. So that million, at a time when actually the defenders are the cheap budget ones, apart from Doherty, are not really that great. And you're looking, you've got to go up really to the Poros and the kind of middle priced.
You go Gusto, can't you, if you haven't got Gusto?
Yeah.
I hear you, but for a million to get KDB, if that's the thing that's the problem to get to KDB, you'd find a way.
Who would be your midfield sacrifice? Because I think for me, you'd have to go back to... I'd have to drop back down to having a front two to make it work in my team.
Right.
And enable me to keep... Because the reality is, that midfield five slots, in an ideal world, you'd have... KDB, you'd have when AFCON and Asian Cup and everything's over.
Yeah,
you'd have KDB, you'd have Salah, you'd have a Spurs midfielder.
Maybe
pick your poison. Madders,
maybe
Madders, or maybe you don't and you go for Werner up top. More on him later. But maybe a Spurs. Saka takes one of the slots, you would think, in most teams, but
maybe.
Does he need to? There's a question mark there, I guess. You could go budget. You could have Garnacho in there, who actually I thought was all right today. More on him later when we talk about the Spurs Man United game.
I'm not getting a feel that you're that keen on KDB.
It's not that I'm not keen on him. I just don't...
Don't what?
I don't think that without destroying my team and making big sacrifices...
While Salah's away, would you not have KDB? And then when Salah's back, all right, then you've got an issue to think about. But for the next few weeks...
Yeah, I mean, that is an option. That is definitely an option. But I'm not doing... There's a lot of people going early on it. I just don't understand it. It's a whole week of...
I'm not saying get him now, but in prep for game week 22... I mean, so it doesn't sound like you're that keen on him. Here's where I am. I'm moving heaven and earth to get Kevin De Bruyne in my team. Heaven and earth. Look at the way he come back into that team. Look at the way... that they performed as a team when he came back. Look at the movement of the players when they just knew that their quarterback, their star quarterback, was back and in the game. Look at the reaction at the end of the game. Like the high fives. Rarely do you see Pep going onto the pitch like that and going up to the fans and giving the claps and the high fives and the hugs and the players and all the rest of it. He knew that was big today. 2-1 down away at Newcastle and they win 3-2 because he's brought Kevin on. That's huge.
I don't disagree.
And I just think for between now and the end of the season, and I put this together here, and I put this together about 5 minutes before coming on air, guys. So the podcast, I haven't got to worry about this. But for you guys on YouTube, a very, very quick and dirty look at Man City's fixtures between now and the end of the season. You tell me where they lose a game here. Where do they lose a game? I would say between game week 27 and 31, there's points to drop there. Manchester Derby in 27. Liverpool away, the game at Anfield, 28, which is the only red one according to Fantasy Football Scout on the ticker. Brighton away, Arsenal at home, 30, Villa at home, 31. Apart from that, you tell me where they lose a game. And crucially, while Salah's away for the next few weeks, Burnley at home in 22, Brentford away, Everton at home, a double game week home to Chelsea and Brentford. Oh, come on. Come on. I mean, if you...
Salah's won't be away by the double game week.
Oh, maybe not, but then Salah will worry about it then. For the next three, you have Burnley at home, Brentford and Everton at home for KDB. I just think you have him. You just get him, don't you? Especially you've got Salah in your team and you worry about it when Salah gets back. And by then, Kevin, he could have three double-digit holes and you're not worried about having Salah back.
Oh, you are.
Well, maybe you are, but I don't... I just think... The vibe that I got from that performance and the vibe that I got from Pep at the end of that, when he was on the pitch, he looked so happy. I hope I'm wrong, right? Because if I'm right, it means they win the league. But I don't see them dropping many points at all between now and the end of the season. Look at that. It's just a sea of blue between now and game week 38.
Yeah, but it's a sea of blue because they are the reigning champions. Like, it's not a sea of... There are difficult... You can't tell me that a game against Arsenal really should be that colour.
Home to Arsenal. They'll win that, though. They'll win that.
Strange things have happened this year. They drop more points than you've given credit for.
So let's have a look at the away games, then, for City. The away games. Brentford in 23. You back them.
Yeah.
Bournemouth away in 26.
You back them.
Could be tricky, but you back them. Anfield. Big game. Big game. Wouldn't like to call it. Brighton away in 29. You back them. Palace away, 32. Back them. Spurs away, 34. Difficult.
They've never won.
Difficult. Obviously a difficult game.
They've never scored.
Okay, so there's two games in there.
3 points gone.
And then Forest away, Fulham away. You back them to it. And then the rest are at home. I just don't see, assuming he's fit, I just don't see me taking Haaland and KDB out of my team for the rest of the season.
I'm not disagreeing with you. I just think that, for me... I just think that there's so much uncertainty, which is why I'm being a bit kind of like reserved on it, because the whole of this week up until next Monday night when Wolves and Brighton eventually play, there's a lot that can happen in that time. Now, obviously, the teams that have played this week, you would expect them to either go on warm weather training or just randomly stay in the UK, which is what Spurs are doing. Interesting.
Yeah.
So you'd expect for those players and those teams to be fine. So therefore, for the likes of KDB, you'd expect that, you know, that's just more training, that's improvement in fitness, all of that good stuff that you would hope for.
Haaland back, please, hopefully.
However, there is an absolutely massive FA Cup game with Spurs and Man City on the Friday night before game week 22's deadline on the Tuesday evening, which means for me, I'm not even going to think about who I'm bringing in until those FA Cup games have planned out. Because as we've seen, and as FPL managers learnt to their detriment last week, you moved early on Bowen, you move early on Trent, you move early on these players, and then things happen, games happen, football matches happen.
Yeah.
And so yes, KDB looked really good. Yes, he was incredibly impressive when he came on. Yes, he made Man City look even better. But my enthusiasm is still limited until we see players survive through the next round of fixtures and through the FA Cup. And then I might make moves. Now, by that point, I will be clearer on what's happening with Salah as well, because we'll be that much further through the group stages of AFCON. By the time the game week 22 deadline comes around, we're realistically going to have a very good insight into whether Salah is likely to make it all the way to the final or not. The same for Sun and the players there at the Asian Cup. So all of that time and that understanding, maybe we get news on the Liverpool double game week as well, because we shouldn't forget that there's one of them coming up.
That is going to throw a spanner in the works. Yeah, the potential game week double game week 25 for Mo Salah is a potential spanner in the works for the De Bruyne plan. I would get that.
And
yeah.
So for me, I am absolutely not prepared to throw all of my plans out of the water to bring in KDB until I have that clarity.
Okay.
That's all I'm saying.
But we'll have most of that clarity before game week 22, won't we?
Yeah, but we don't have it today.
Okay. So I think you're missing my point. My point is I'm looking broadly at the rest of the fixtures for the remainder of the season and saying City look like go-tos for me. And you're saying, yeah, wait until 22 to make a decision. Yeah, you're right. But my point is, between now and the end of the season, they look amazing, those fixtures.
But does it? I don't think you have to spend the money on KDB either. Like, okay. I think you can go for a Silva, a Rodri. You can go for a Foden. You can go for a cheaper option. And
would you not have them as well? I mean, I'm looking at them and I'm going, well, I've got Haaland in my team. I've got Foden. Who else in my midfield can I sacrifice to get KDB? And it's not Foden. Can I get rid of Bowen for KDB? Can I get rid of Richarlison for KDB? Maybe. But then, the big question then is, okay, well then, Mo. That's the big problem. Because the money I've got in the bank at the moment is to do a Bowen to a Mo, or a Foden to a Mo, or a Richarlison to a Mo.
This is where FPL this season is fun, in my view, because there has to be choices. You can't have everyone. It's like I said, I don't know if I said it to you on one of these, or where I said it, maybe it was on one of our Ohana pods. I was prepared to sell Trent this week, not because I don't want to own Trent, not because I wasn't prepared to be patient, because likely he's back for the Chelsea game, but because I know I need the money. And I need the money for the minute Haaland's available again, because, well, one, we've now got a double game week incoming. And two, because I don't want to go through those fixtures that we've got coming up without having Haaland, if he's available. Mm. The idea of risking one game week without having Haaland, if he's available, fills me with horror. So you will have to make some choices, and there will be, have to be players that you go, okay, that's a player that I can't stretch to because I've also got these other players. And it might not necessarily be a budget thing. It might be a, well, my midfield is stacked with players that I'm happy with and I don't want to sell.
Sure. All right. Fair enough. So the City game as a whole then, what did you make of it? So De Bruyne's cameo was obviously class. But they were under the cosh for a lot of this, right? Newcastle played pretty well.
Surprisingly, because Newcastle haven't been playing well lately.
Some unbelievable goals, by the way. I mean, have you seen a cheekier goal than Bernardo's back heel?
No.
I mean, that was unreal. And then Gordon pops up with a worldie. And then at the death, from the KDB assist, which was a brilliant assist, I'm telling you now, that is one of the hardest things to do. Oscar Bob with a sort of round the outside of, you know, not just any old defender, but round the outside of Trippier. Does him,
made
takes
it
one touch past the goalkeeper, and then bop bop left right, or from left foot to right foot finish. It was, listen, I was in two minds because I was sitting there applauding just watching this kid who I think's been really good actually in recent weeks anyway. Oscar Bob, he looks like a proper talent, doesn't he? I don't think he's one for FPL. In fact, he's not one for FPL when you look at the other options we've got. But what a talent City are nurturing there. But I had to sit there and applaud. I was like, as a Liverpool fan, I was going, oh, God, I would have really liked them to drop some points. But you could not help but applaud that goal. It was so good. It was so, so good. And actually, the shine from the post-match was kind of taken away from Oscar Bob a little bit because there was so much sort of De Bruyne talk because of the goal. Obviously, he took the goal so well. But and the goal as well, like, I can't. That, again, he's like passed it in the corner from 30 yards. It's just unreal. The goal is so good. Anyway, as you can probably tell, I'm hot on City, obviously. Good fixtures, good form. They've done their messing about around the world now with the Club World Cup and all that stuff that's all commercial. Done all that now.
Off to Dubai this week, aren't they?
They're back off to Dubai, but just for a holiday, basically, and some warm weather training. So I'm hoping, as someone that's held Haaland for this long, guys, I've still got him, which is unreal. I'm bloody hoping that the Dubai sunshine can mend that foot, because it's getting on my nerves holding him my bench every week.
Do you know what will be really what will be really useful for us as FPL managers is what happens in that FA Cup game, because if he's available, if he's actually fit, Pep will play him against Spurs, because he has to put out, he will have to.
You know what we'll get? We'll get a picture of him with no boots on standing outside some hotel in Dubai with his thumbs up going, you know, like that, with the little sand timer emoji, which is what made me hold on to him in the first place. I was like, right, he's ready to go. Yeah, and then the next day, there's a picture of him kicking a ball on the track. I'm like, he's ready to go. Good old Erling. Love it.
Yeah, but I seem to remember telling you at the time, he's not wearing any boots. That's problems. Can't put his boots on.
He was wearing boots. And the one that was on the training ground kicking a ball through the little hoop, he's got boots on.
It's probably just an AI picture.
Oh, God, I can't. This the Harlan thing. Oh, what a mistake that was.
A deep fake? Oh. That's what it was.
It's a deep fake. Yeah, that's what it is. It's unreal. Oh, God.
City have started releasing their own deep fakes of Harlan.
I honestly don't know how I'm the rank I'm at, because I've been playing with a team that's got, you know, a massive hole in it with Haaland there. Still holding on to him. But it's Burnley at home next. I can't sell him, can I? I can't sell him.
You can't sell Haaland now. Oh, you've got him, gone this far.
Dear me. Anyway, decent game.
Would you have Haaland a KDB instead of Haaland?
No.
If you had to choose?
No. No.
You're not that brave.
No. But I'd, if you said to me right now, would you go with Haaland and KDB and Salah? Or Haaland... No, hold on a minute. So the one I would forgo is Son. Like, I would not have Son. Because I just think there's alternatives there. Whereas
no, but,
I would have...
But that won't be a thing. It will be...
Haaland, Salah, KDB is absolutely achievable. Absolutely achievable. Because Haaland, Salah, Son was.
But I don't think anyone... I'm not planning to get Salah back, Son back.
No, not many people are, I don't think. Because they'll all be getting KDB.
No, because I'll be getting Madison.
So there we go, 3-2 to City. Newcastle, bit of a dip. Is this a mid-season blip? Do they need a break? Are they be all right? Will they be all right after their break, or are they? What is going on here? One win in however many? How under a bit of pressure? I
thought they were better. I thought they were better today.
Still missing a lot, aren't they? Still missing a lot.
I don't know. I mean, Anthony Gordon has been on my list of potential sells for the last.
He's all right to hold.
Well, this is the thing. So for the last 6 weeks or so, I've kind of been going, oh, could I invest in somebody else instead of Gordon? Because I value those midfielder slots. And so I keep looking and going, oh, you know, do I want a Bernardo Silva? Do I want a Foden? Downgrade to Garnacho so I can upgrade elsewhere? Do I want to... But then every week I kind of look at Gordon and go, well, he's playing quite well. Hold. Mm. And every week he seems to return. Even when Newcastle haven't been that great, Gordon has still been returning. So I think he's a hold. But everyone else...
If you had Trippier now, probably a sell, wouldn't he?
I can't really understand why people have held Trippier for the last six weeks. I think if you still got Trippier, I'd be questioning it.
He's so good for us early in the season, wasn't he? So good. I think people still seeing that, you know, 8-9 points every week, which has kind of gone off the boil a little bit. So anyway, not looking to invest in Newcastle, but Man City, 100% looking, especially with the double game week coming up. Let's talk about your boys then. So we've recently watched it. Manchester United 2, Spurs 2. Thoughts? Timo Werner, discuss. What do you think?
Let's start from the beginning. Before the game, I was really pleased with the signing. Really, really pleased.
Yeah.
And I think he... When it first came out, I was like, I'm sorry, what we're doing? We're signing Werner? And then it was like... And then I felt like 2 minutes later, Romero was out going, no, it's done. Like,
yeah.
And not Romano, rather. Not Romero. He doesn't come out with what's happening. And then I looked at him and I thought, actually, do you know what? I think that's really shrewd from Postecoglou and from Spurs. It's really good because it covers us in so many different positions. And this year we've really struggled with injuries, really, really struggled. And at the moment, we're still struggling with injury. And then Kulusevski goes and gets ill, has to come home early.
Yeah.
So doesn't make the game today. There hasn't been people in the understudy position. So when we've lost a player, we're then, like today, we just basically didn't have a 10.
Yeah.
And... So getting somebody like Werner, who can play out on the left while Sonny's away, who can...
But can play like can play, Son as well.
Yeah.
Because he will run at players, right?
Can play on the right if we need him to. Can come through the middle, if we need him to. So he can basically cover all three of those front slots, which is perfect for us in terms of that position. Now, my big question was, I think he fits the system perfectly because he likes to run and get in behind. That's what we do.
Yeah.
I think that fit is right. What I wanted is to watch him today. In a Spurs shirt before I got too excited. Because I said on the pod last week, if I was going to invest in Spurs right now, that's what I'd do.
Werner.
Yeah. And I watched today and I thought, that is what I'll do. If Madison's not back, he looks like a really, really nice option as your third forward. Because he's come in the game at 6.5. He's cheap.
Who are you having him instead of, though?
Solanke.
You're not having Werner instead of Solanke. I'm not having it.
Why?
You're not having Werner instead of Solanke.
Why not?
What reasons do you want? Did you see his finishing today? I thought he played all right. Listen, I'm not negging on him. I thought he played all right. But you're not taking out...
He hasn't played a lot of football.
You're not taking out a tried and tested...
Well, I might.
Solanke, who's just won player of the month for Werner.
We won player of the month in December. It doesn't mean he's been good in January.
Oh, my God.
There's some difficult games coming up for Bournemouth. I don't know. I am interested.
Solanke, Apova.
What?
Oh, God.
I am interested because it goes back to that conversation we had about a minute ago, doesn't it? About those midfielders. You want to have KDB and Salah. Okay, yeah. That's fine. That takes up two midfielder slots. You probably also want Saka. That's fine. You just said I can't sell Gordon. That's fine. So we're basically down to one midfielder slot to host the whole of the rest of the game. Oh, I can't get rid of Palmer either. So basically, I've got no midfielder slots. It's the reality of what we're saying. Which means if you want to be different...
Sam, you're not buying Werner for Solanke. Even if you'd have said to me, oh, I'm thinking of selling Watkins... because of his performances recently and the fact he's not racking up any XG over the last four. And maybe if I sell him, I might go for differential like Werner. Let's have a sensible conversation. But Werner for Solanke? Oh, have a word with yourself. Have a word with yourself. Okay, right. What else did you think about the game? You do Werner for Solanke. That's fine. Go for it. Go on, what else did you think about the game?
You're right over there, Jim.
Yeah, yeah. What do you make of Richarlison then? 6 in 6.
I actually thought...
The pigeon is back.
Do you know what?
He's in the building.
So last week I was quite negative about Richarlison. No, I was quite negative about Spurs, generally, after the Burnley game. That Burnley game in the FA Cup, I think to be honest, I was so negative because the commentary on that game was so bad... Wasn't it?
It was terrible if I remember, yeah.
Tilsley was going on about, let's have, like, self-checkout substitutes. Oh, each round of the FA Cup, let's get rid of a part of the game. Oh, let's not have offsides in round of the FA Cup.
I'm sorry, ITV, but we got a real insight into why that football is free to air and you have to pay for Sky but in this country because Clive Tilsley was on one, wasn't he? Do you remember? We should just do like some random, you know, as
new rules.
Rather than the board go up for substitutes, just exchange QR codes. Is it? What are you talking about, Tilsley? Shut up and commentate on the game.
When I was in the office the day after, we were talking about it on Monday, and they were saying, "Can you imagine that the players would be scanning the wrong QR codes? They'd sub the wrong player out because they'd be
VAR be the least of our worries.
It'd be terrible." And not only that, he wanted to get rid of offside for one of the rounds. Honestly, it was so bad.
Anyway,
I'm watching this game. We're playing badly. Burnley are playing badly. It's a terrible game of football. The commentary is atrocious, and I was furious. Because the whole thing, it's like, this is my football team playing in the FA Cup and I want to win.
What's this got to do with Richarlison?
Well, so I was so angry about Spurs and the performance and the game. The only player I wasn't angry with, Pedro Porro, I'll come to him later.
Oh, that's a hero.
Because the man's a legend.
He
single-handedly dragged us through with a worldie in the FA Cup. And
I've never known a player start on two bonus. He's just like every game week on two bonus. He just is just for turning up gets a four-pointer.
All right.
And then he takes all corners and usually gets an assist. It's just like, why would you not have Porro? Unbelievable.
So, the game finishes. I'm feeling quite pessimistic about our chances moving forwards because...
Because it was bad.
Because it was bad.
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't love Richarlison. And it's not anything to do with Richarlison. It was the fact that we just didn't have any forward players. No one was being creative. No one was making anything. And he was just offside every 5 minutes. So I was like, well, I don't want to invest in a player that's offside every 5 minutes when nobody's making any creative
opportunities. Okay, what did you think of him today?
So today, my opinion has swung a bit more because actually today we were more creative, which is weird because we didn't have a number 10 today. But we were more creative, mostly through Pedro Blimmin' Porro. But and down that side, and Brennan Johnson was creative, but not any real execution at the end of it. He was getting balls in, but they were going in the wrong places. But down the other side with Werner, there was creativity, there was opportunities being creative, and Richarlison actually worked really, really hard today.
I thought he was really good today.
He was winning the ball back. It was almost like I am the most experienced player at this end of the pitch. And he was, by a long way, I am going to man up and take control of that centre of the game. And
he did. He's good.
I was impressed by him. Would I buy him in FPL? No. But if you've got him in FPL, I'd hold.
Damn right.
I wouldn't. But you just said you might sell him for KDB.
I'd sell anyone for KDB. I'd literally sell anyone for KDB. But probably not Richarlison. Third overall for underlying BPS this week amongst midfielders with 27, I should say, so far this week. Only De Bruyne and Palmer better. So doing all the things, right? Doing all the things. Not just getting a nice header from a corner.
No, he was really good today.
But very, very good. Tracking back.
Not as good as Pedro Porro, though.
Not as good as Porro. I feel like I do want to talk about him, but I'm almost like, if there's anyone on here right now that hasn't got Porro...
But there is.
Like, just get him. Just stop messing about and get Pedro Porro.
Like, it's funny, isn't it? Because like there will be managers out there that have Udogi instead. I mean, Cowie didn't score an own goal today. God knows.
What was he doing there?
I've no idea.
Headed against his own post.
I've no idea. My heart left my body at that moment. I was like, what are you doing? But yeah, there will be managers that have gone for a different Spurs defender. Just don't. If you've got a different Spurs defender, when you come to do your wildcard, for God's sake, just swap them for Porro.
Was Mickey van der Ven injured again today, or was that just a bit
of cramp?
No,
he got a bit of cramp. I think basically he probably was fit to play 70, 80 minutes, not the full 97.
Yeah, he could have done without 86
minutes. Particularly as we brought on the new boy and didn't take either van der Ven or Romero, who've both just been injured.
I thought that was a madness, wasn't it? It's a madness.
What are you doing?
He took off Skip, didn't he?
Yeah, well, I mean...
Who I thought was all right today as well.
Yeah, but to be fair, they all played quite well today.
Spurs fixtures going forward. Let's have a look then. So, Brentford at home next, then Everton, Brighton, Wolves, Chelsea. I mean, it's still looking pretty blue, isn't it? I mean,
you want to sell Richarlison?
No, I've not. I'm just saying I'm not going to sell Richarlison. I want to buy KDB is what I'm saying. I'm just not selling Richarlison. Oh. Particularly not while Son is away. I think Richarlison is main man. I've got a sneaky feeling he's going to take a pen as well. I thought you'd get a pen today. I was hoping you'd get a pen today because then we'd know who takes
them. While Son's away, you think he'll take pens?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, he will.
And then Sonny, obviously, when he's back, right?
Yeah. Werner doesn't take penalties, I don't think. I don't think Werner comes in and starts taking penalties. I'd say that's unlikely.
He's a bit like Darwin, isn't he, Werner? We'll miss a lot. I don't know.
I didn't mind it, though. I don't mind they having a shot.
Yeah.
Have a go. Yeah. Get your shooting boots back in. He's not played anywhere near enough football lately.
True enough.
Get his legs in.
True enough.
Let him have some shots. Take him to Dubai. Oh, no. That's right. Stay in Spurs. It's cold and wet.
Yeah. And we've had the conversation about when Son's back. I think... I know you'll hate me for it and you don't agree with it, but Brennan's just not... He's just not good enough on the ball.
He's not good enough in
possession.
It's just that I don't think that it's necessarily as straightforward as you... think it is.
No, maybe not. And I see Ange sort of messing around with it and sort of tinkering and what have you. But you know, you look at the rest of your team and like you look how good like a Bentancur is on the ball.
Oh my god, Benton is a legend.
And how good he is off the ball as well. And I don't know, Brennan is good off the ball, but he's just not good on the ball. I just don't rate him as highly as
having Bentancur, Mickey van der Ven and Romero back.
Yeah, he's class. Bentancur
is absolutely critical.
Yeah, he's class.
Keep him fit now, please.
Manchester United then. So Rashford scored for the first time at Old Trafford this season.
15 games.
Which is incredible. That's a stat that passed me by the way, until they said it on Sky. I was like, what? He gave Porro a tough time, right? Porro had a lot to think about defensively.
It's the best I've seen him in ages. Rashford. The best performance I'd seen from Rashford in a while.
Yeah, I think so.
But I don't think it was still great, but it was the best performance I've seen in a while.
Yeah. I thought Højlund had a good game as well, took his goal well. Let's have a look at Manchester United's fixtures then, going forward. Wolves away, which is not as easy as it might sound on paper. West Ham, Aston Villa away, Luton away. There's a few tricky away games coming up. So I must admit, I'm not... I did think they played better, but they didn't blow me away today. There was nothing in there that made me think, oh, I definitely want to get one of them. I've been impressed all season with Højlund. I know that, you know, he's come under a bit of pressure, isn't he? Even since he came, because it was almost as if he's got to come in and make an immediate impact at United, such was the malaise at the club. And I do feel sorry for a young player like that that has that sort of pressure on his shoulders to come in and do that at a club like Manchester United, you know, huge club. But took his goal well. And I do think there's a player in there. I honestly do. I do think once he gets the first full season under his belt, I think he'd be one to watch for next year, Højlund. I think he could be really, really good. But again, I'm not, you know, with the options we've got in our forward line, like Solanke and Watkins and Haaland and, you know, Werner, you know, we've got, I don't think we can be thinking about Højlund. I don't think we can.
I don't think you think about anyone at United unless you're thinking about going Garnacho.
Yeah, as a cheapie.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Let's move on. Who else has played football?
What was fascinating for me today?
Go on.
When they said during the Everton Aston Villa match, I don't know if you were here actually, you might have gone for a walk while they were talking about this. They said this was the first time Unai Emery has been involved in a Premier League 0-0 draw.
Well, I heard
96
yeah.
games.
Yeah.
The first 0-0 draw. And I would leave Martinez on my bench. Yes, that's right, everybody. Have benched that 9-pointer. Aston Villa were the better side.
Talking about keepers, by the way, sorry to just go on a complete tangent and to go back to something else, but Edison coming off with a bit of an injury.
Ortega coming
off. So Ortega, who's 3.8.
It's a bit nasty as well, a big hole in his leg.
Didn't look great, did it, Edison? Yeah, it didn't look great.
Carl Walker studded him.
So what are we saying about Ortega at 3.8 in FPL?
Yeah, but is it actually going to... I mean, it didn't look great, but it was also just a hole in his leg. Like, it's going to heal up. It's not broken it.
No, but yeah, a hole in the leg is quite...
Yeah, but they're not playing again now for 2 weeks in the Premier League.
Yeah.
Stitch it up.
I don't think Ortega's an option because you want to use them other free, you know, those other free City spots. You don't want them on a goalkeeper.
Let's go at this from another angle. Would you spend a City play? Would you spend a City
slot
on Edison?
No.
Then you wouldn't do it on Ortega.
Well, even at 3.8, you might.
No, but you wouldn't. If you wouldn't use it on the goalkeeper.
Yeah.
Then you're not going to use it on a goalkeeper who may or may not start, depending upon when Edison's back. You're just causing yourself a problem.
All right. I just thought I'd ask you because, you know, queen of goalkeepers over there. So you benched Martinez for his 9-pointer. Congratulations on yet another great goalkeeping decision.
Well, it might still be all right.
Ariola's tendonitis or whatever he's got in his hand.
His wrist might be playing up again. Either Ariola's got to play, keep a clean sheet, save a penalty and get all three bonus points as well as make like 10 saves.
I've heard Ariola's wrist is playing up a little bit.
Or Ariola's wrist could play up. Or Ariola could get the flu for a game, you know, miss the week with sickness.
Oh, we don't wish a flu on anybody, Sam. Come on.
Well, I don't mind if he wants to, you know, have a bit of a sore throat, miss out.
So Webby's now saying, I've got to check this, but I don't doubt Webby for a second. Pickford now the top scoring goalkeeper in FPL. Is he?
I mean, that would not surprise me at all. I haven't checked that, but that wouldn't surprise me because he was good today, Pickford.
He did play quite well. Yeah, two bonus.
He was good.
There was one moment in the second half where, I can't remember where it was, but the ball was coming down the left-hand side and he came flying out of his goal and the defender, who's it come across? Tarkowski maybe? I don't know. But the Everton defender come across and like booted it out. And, you know, most other defenders would be looking at their goalkeeper. If that was Onana, you know, they'd all be looking at him going, what the bloody hell are you doing? Where are you going? But it's almost as if Everton are like, yep, that's Pickford. That's what he does. Pickford just comes flying out of his goal for no reason whatsoever. Unbelievable. And he gets two bonuses.
He played quite well. He was on for three bonus. Martinez stole the one at the end.
Oh, just unreal.
I thought Pickford played quite well. It was very dull. It was a very dull game.
Did you think it was dull? I thought it was all right. Not a bad game.
I was bored by it.
Moreno owners, a bit lucky. A bit unlucky, I should say.
Moreno owners were a bit unlucky. Look, if anyone was going to win this game, it should have been Aston Villa. As a Spurs fan, I was quite delighted that Aston Villa dropped some points today. As a Martinez owner, I was not happy that I'd benched him. I was not happy at all. I don't know. Ollie Watkins is probably the talking point here, isn't he, in reality? Because it's another blank.
Yeah, what were you saying?
The form has...
It's dipped, isn't it?
Has dipped. Mm. He is a purple patch player by tradition.
So have a look at Villa's fixtures as well.
We haven't seen that this season. We haven't seen the purple patch Ollie Watkins this year. We've seen consistent Ollie Watkins.
Can't sell him with these fixtures though, can you? Newcastle, Sheffield United, Man U, Fulham, Forest in the next five. Can't sell him. Can't sell him.
I won't be selling Ollie Watkins. No.
Not even for Werner.
No, because I can sell Solanke for him.
Right, okay, good. Nice. Kenz is in the chat. Hey, Kenz, how are we doing, mate? Very nice to see you. Thank you for the super chat. He says, evening, guys. Hello, mate.
Hiya.
Apparently, Everton and Forest, I think I just saw this actually, it was just coming on. I don't know whether this has been confirmed or not yet. Apparently, Everton and Forest have been found guilty with breaching some profitability and sustainability FFP rules. And they'll be informed Monday with potential points loss or fine. So is this in addition to what Everton have already had?
Yeah, I think so.
Is it? Okay. Forest as well.
Yeah, this is Ornstein again, isn't it?
Bad news, eh?
I did hear that a couple of weeks ago that Everton were going to get done again for something else. It was another problem. It is amazing, isn't it, that they're going to get done twice when all the other clubs are still being investigated. Like, it is what it is.
Crazy.
But yeah, if they get done again, gosh.
Bad news from, isn't it? Bad news. But in this game, again, you know, I hate to sound a bit like a broken record, but there was nothing really from an Everton perspective that really...
I don't know. Mikulenko and Tarkowski, I thought, had good games today in defence.
Yeah, they did. Well, you've got to. To keep Villa out, you've got to have good
games.
Right?
I thought they played well. I thought the attack... Doucouré was back, and I thought Doucouré is probably... If you want an Everton attacker, I'm not sure why you would, but if you really do, then if you're an Everton fan, then Doucouré is the best option.
Better than DCL should have seen red as well today. Seen that? I think that's a
well. He, well,
I think him and Gusto could easily.
Saw red in the FA Cup, wasn't a red, was able to play in this one. Could have easily seen red again.
Yeah, I don't.
I know that he's cheap, but I'd rather have Timo Werner.
Yeah. Second for XG underachievers this week, Dominic Calvert-Lewin, with 0.66, a delta of 0.66.
But didn't really look it. Do you know what I mean by that? Like,
yeah, maybe.
The underlying, it's one of those where the underlying stats and the eye test, I'm not really sure match up for Dominic Calvert-Lewin today.
Yeah. Yeah, I think you're probably right. It was Moreno that caught my eye. I mean, attacking, you know, I wouldn't say he was kind of attacking at will, but it was getting forward a plenty, getting forward plenty. Yeah. What else? Let's just cover the rest of the games very, very quickly. So Chelsea 1, Fulham 0. It was Max's birthday. Your brother and your dad were around here watching the Chelsea game. At the beginning of the game, your dad said, we're going to have all the ball. We're going to create nothing. And we're going to win it 1-0 and it's going to be boring.
And it'll be a penalty, he said to me.
And he said it could be a penalty. And that's exactly what happened. It was Chelsea had all the ball and did absolutely nothing with it.
Yeah, and we were quite busy at that point. So we were opening presents, doing cards and cakes and all of that kind of stuff. And Dad and Chris were engaged with the watching that, taking part in that, and also with an eye on Chelsea. And at the end of the game, I said to Dad, give me your reflections on that game. And he went, we didn't play well. We weren't creative. We've somehow won the game because we got a penalty and Cole Palmer's great.
We just take it.
And that's it.
And they almost threw it, like, they panicked last 5 minutes. Panic. Well, stations, Fulham attack. They went, oh, God, what should we do?
Dad and Chris were hilarious because I was sitting with them for those last 5 minutes. And Chris was like, we will inevitably concede here. And they should have. They really should have conceded in that last 5 minutes. I don't know. Like,
what are we saying, though? Cole Palmer, for me.
Cole Palmer, you have.
Just a great asset. He's a great asset.
I think Cole Palmer, I mean, this is going to sound absolutely ludicrous, but I almost think Cole Palmer's essential now.
The thing with him is that if Chelsea get a penalty, which they will, because they've got players that like to throw themselves to the ground, like Sterling, the rest of them are so bad, like at Chelsea. Like, they miss chances, they don't create anything. They're so bad that all Palmer's got to do is get that goal, and he's got free bonus. Like, a penalty's worth 8 points to him, isn't it? Have him. Don't worry about it. Just have him in your team.
I don't like... I mean, I know you said earlier about getting Gusto, though. I'm not inspired. At no point am I looking at the Chelsea defence thinking I must invest in them.
Well, nor am I. But at 4-1, you can't you? That's the only reason. I'm not getting him in thinking, cool, I'm expecting a clean sheet every week. He's 4-1. He's my fifth defender.
Yeah.
So he's just cheap, isn't he? And he might get a clean sheet or an assist every now and again. He's fine, Gusto. He's fine. Relax. No problem. Not as if Reece James is going to be fit anytime soon, is it?
Even if he is, he'll be straight back out again.
Correct. Yeah, poor guy. And then Burnley 1, Luton 1. I mean, oh, God.
Would you like to give your view on the goal at the end?
Anyone?
Do you know what? Had Charlie Taylor actually started this game, I would have been raging. As it was, I was like, whatever.
Get in the chat now. If anyone thinks that that is not a foul on James Trafford by Adebayo, and anyone thinks that's just a coming together, like the VAR said, get in the chat now and I will comment, you're wrong. You're wrong. I'm sorry. Adebayo looks at Old Trafford. He looks at young Trafford.
Young Trafford in the goal stick.
He looks at him, gives him a little side eye, bonks him out of the way so that Trafford can't jump and get off the floor. And your man Morris just heads it in. It's clear as day. I couldn't believe it.
I know.
And then the ref's not giving it. And I'm like, well, this is why we've got VAR. I was like, okay, well, this is good because the ref's had another stinker from a ref. Another one. By the way, you notice the Everton Villa game went off again today. Who was reffing that? David Coote. Thanks very much. another ref clanger. But it's no problem, Sam. No problem. Because we've got some really good people in Stockley Park looking at VAR to make sure that they can see the clear foul on Trafford. So it's fine. Everything's fine. Don't worry. And they've looked at it. And it's not a coming together. It's not. Vincent Kompany was apoplectic in the post-match. And I totally 100% agree with him. It was a shambles. And again, another... That could be the difference between staying up and going down for Burnley Football Club. That result. Or Luton.
Or both.
That could have and will have a massive say on the likelihood of these clubs staying up or not. And they're getting it wrong. I could not believe it. I'm coming together. It's a joke. Anyway, enough about that.
I've not seen you this angry since Luis Diaz
No, but Sam, it's every week though, isn't it? It's every week. The incompetence is shocking. And it's usually against my team. So don't get me wrong. I got over this one quite quickly. About 20 minutes after, I was like, actually, I don't care. It's Burnley. So whatever. Not my team. But I can't, now that you've brought it up again, I'm getting angry again. It's so bad. And it's about time that more managers like Vincent Kompany come out in the post-match and go, what the hell, what the fuck's going on? What is it?
Don't swear. Oh, this Sam, is a family live stream.
If Vincent Kompany had gone out on a tirade, and he was quite reserved, I thought.
Well, he has to be able to get fined.
But that's a joke, isn't it?
What?
He should have gone on a tirade in his post-match. Disgusting. Absolutely disgusting. Anyway, I don't want to talk about PGMOL anymore. It's a... Animation's in the chat. No, it wasn't a foul. You're wrong. Animation, sorry, mate. You're wrong. You're wrong. It's 100% a foul. Anyway, FPL, Burnley, Luton.
I think we should put Lee in Stockley Park. Let's put Lee on
I
here.
Do a good job. I'm telling you. And all this shit about...
Stop
all this,
swearing on the stream.
All this stuff about, oh, we need ex-players because ex-players have played the game so they understand. I'm rubbish. I've never kicked a ball in my life. I can see that's a foul. You don't need to be an ex-player to see that that is an impediment on a goalkeeper. It was unbelievably bad. Anyway, the only player that we need to discuss from an FPL perspective in this game is Alfie Doughty. What are we saying?
Oh, well, now...
What are we saying? I mean, he shouldn't have an assist. It shouldn't have been an assist because it shouldn't have been a goal. But whatever, it was. And now he's got a lot of returns. He's getting return after return. He's the man in form, isn't he?
I'll buy into this cheap defender.
I like him, yeah. I mean, you're never going to get much of a clean sheet out of him, but you're going to get cross after cross after cross into people like Clinton Morrison.
We discussed him quite a lot this week because I told you to bring him in, no?
I considered it. Considered it, yeah. I considered LaSalle to Alfie Doughty. Yeah, considered, but didn't. Did Foden instead. But I don't mind him, you know. He's the only one I would look at. The rest is not really for discussion, really.
From either of these two. I've got Charlie Taylor... Who
he's fine.
Is fine. I mean, yeah, didn't play this one because of his shoulder. We got and sadly, I don't feel like I've still got any news about Charlie Blim and Taylor because of companies wouldn't tell us anything because of Crabbers, the media officer, wouldn't let him talk about injuries. Whoever you are, Crabbers, I'm not happy with you. And then also, in the post-match, he was too busy talking about VAR, so I didn't hear much about it then. So we're going to have to wait a little bit and see. But if Charlie Taylor is... out longer term with this shoulder problem, then moving Charlie Taylor to Alfie feels like something that will happen.
Yeah. Super chat from Liam. Hey, mate, how are you, mate? He says, sorry for injuring Bowen in the FA Cup league. Oh, mate. That was Bristol City, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Bristol City. Liam's team, Bristol City, injuring Bowen. For all of us Bowen owners, all of us that were looking forward to having him.
Thanks, Liam. Thanks, Brian.
Jordan Boomin is saying, no one's back to Arsenal like this. I want decisions to go against Arsenal. They are Liverpool's title rivals. But when I see poor old little Burnley, with Vincent Kompany, who I really like, and a team that I'd like to stay in the Premier League...
To be fair...
Getting unjustly done like that.
To be fair, I think we did talk about the Arsenal when the balls have been out of play. We've discussed them in quite a lot of detail as well. But
Arsenal can piss off. Ødegaard basically...
What is wrong with you?
Ødegaard handballed it against us in the box, and that was another one that went against us. Another one, if you remember.
Well, I mean,
right,
that was a penalty.
So, yeah, listen, Arsenal fans, you can get lost. You've had your fair share. It's karma. Whereas Burnley, they have it every week, Burnley. Every week they have something go against us. Unbelievable.
Us?
Against them. I feel like a Burnley fan.
What has happened? Why have you turned into a Burnley fan? You can get you a Claret t-shirt for Christmas next year.
Anyway, that's enough of that nonsense. Let's have a quick shout out to our patrons. Many of them, like Liam and like a few of the others, like Cy and some of the other guys that we've seen and heard from tonight, they are in our Patreon. Patreon.com/FPL family. If you'd like a bit more of Sam and I in your lives via the weekly exclusive podcast that we put out over there, the weekly manager of the month, the monthly manager of the month competitions, or if you want to come and talk to Sam and I about your team specifically one-to-one on a Zoom, then all of that good stuff can be found on patreon.com/FPL family. And we have to give a massive well done to Fred. I'm not going to try and pronounce Fred's surname, or should I? Should we just go with Fred L? Lundjevic, I'm going to say it is. Fred Lundjevic.
Fred and I have had numerous Zoom calls together over the last few years. I will just say he is one of the nicest people.
Oh, yeah.
That I have had the pleasure of doing Zoom calls with. We've done loads. Was in Australia, now back in Birmingham. So back in the UK, so it makes our Zoom calls a little bit easier to time these days.
Yeah.
One of the nicest people to speak to. He wanted a villa shirt, didn't he? So that went winging its way to Birmingham.
So congratulations to Fred, who was December's Manager of the Month. But I have to give a shout out to Lucy and in particular to Emma, because this was the game week where it was like 90 to 100 plus scores. And Emma got something like 108 or something ridiculous.
Amazing.
Like, unbelievable score.
Came from nowhere, didn't she?
Came from nowhere with 108 and nearly pipped Fred to the post. But you can't begrudge Fred that win, because consistently he was good throughout
and
December.
Shout out
so
to
very,
Emma
very
and
good.
Lucy, because they have consistently been excellent this season. In all of our Manager of the Month competitions, Emma
always.
And Lucy are always there or thereabouts when it comes to the top five, top six managers.
We have some brilliant FPL managers in our patrons,
God
by the
knows
way.
How,
we have some, I mean, we have Cyberdebt as well, but we have some brilliant... Sorry, mate.
Sorry.
We have some brilliant...
What is wrong with you tonight? You've slagged off people.
Cy provides the entertainment.
You've sworn three times
about VAR though. So
and now you've had a go pop a Cy.
Sorry,
he's
Simon,
been a member here for 22 months.
22 months he's been with us, and I'm having a go.
Just
at
had
him.
A pop at him.
I do apologise. I don't mean to say that.
At the beginning of this stream, I said we should send him some flowers for being so loyal, and you've just absolutely slated him.
But we have got some absolutely top FPL managers in our Patreon community,
including Cyberdebt.
Including Cyberdebt. And Fred and Emma and Lucy in particular. Whenever I look at Lucy's overall rank, she's always in and around it. Absolutely brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. So there we go. Congratulations to Fred. An Aston Villa shirt is on its way to you, sir. If not already with you.
I suspect it's already with you, Fred.
Already with you. That's it, Sam, for tonight. We've got obviously loads more football to go between now and game week 22.
How many have you had play?
How many what, sorry?
How many have you had play?
Five
as well? Five? Six?
Five and no captain yet, obviously, with Saka.
Yeah.
So, it could. I can't help but think, like, what could it have been, though? Because had I not done Foden and done KDB instead, I've gone with Palmer captain, not Saka. But, of course, that could still work out. So, could have been, like, sitting really pretty at the minute. But, listen, it's all right. It's all right. Do you want to tell people what we've got coming up this week?
Yeah, sure. It's... Well, it's a weird week because we're obviously midweek.
Correct.
So there's actually not that much content going out in terms of like new content prepping for a game week.
It's John K. who in the chat. Lee loves a Lancashire hot pot. Connell Burnley. My new team. I'm now Claret through and through now. Come on, you. What are they? Not Hatters, that's Luton. What are they now? Come on, you Clarets. Turf Moor, Happy Place. Is that?
Oh, it is Happy Place, Turf Moor. Jordan Knight. Haven't you distracted me? What am I doing? Oh, telling people
what
we're doing this week.
Actually,
there's not that much going on because, of course, we're mid-game week, so there's no like major shows to do this week for us. The FPL pod will be out as normal on... When are we recording this week? Thursday this week. We're recording
Very
on
good.
Thursday morning
okay.
this week. Sorry, God, that took a lot of my brain
Jules
power.
Jules Ron having a bit of a stinker so far this week.
Is he?
Yeah. 18 points, 19 points.
Well, it nearly got worse for him because he does have Udogie. So had that Ooh. Gone in, Ooh. The swing would have been
the
great.
Own goal.
He's
yeah.
got 18.
Something like that, yeah.
Oh, so, hello.
I don't know, something
I'll
like
have to send him a message at the end of this then.
He's got Darwin, though, hasn't he? Anything
oh
can happen.
Oh, my God. If Darwin Nunes... anyway... this is taking me a long time to get through this. So, yes, main pod on Thursday when Jules is going to get it in the neck, apparently. We'll be back with Ohana for our patrons. I don't know what kind of Ohana we'll do.
We're looking forward to game week 22, I'd
no,
imagine.
But it's not...
Preview on game week 22.
No, because it's not till...
Oh, we've got another week, haven't we? Yeah.
It's the FA Cup. So we might do a fun one again. We might have another Ask Us Anything.
Might be, would you do Solanke out for Werner? Let's do a bit. Let's do like a poll.
You could
or
do a little tour of Burnley. You can tell them all about the best parts of Burnley.
Adam Stevo in this chat has just reminded me of the scene in The Inbetweeners where they talk about Burnley, which is absolutely brilliant. You won't understand that reference, but that is a brilliant scene, Adam. I love that. And John Chapman's going, Lee's got the highest pitched angry voice ever.
I don't know what's happened to Lee today. He's suddenly got absolutely raging. They're Burnley.
VAR's finally got me. It's finally got me. And it's not even a decision against my team. It's against Burnley.
Wish me luck next weekend, guys, if Liverpool get a decision, go against them again. Because...
No. Because we get one every week, so we expect it. But I like looking out for the little guys. I like looking out for the Burnleys. I think he's doing a good job there, Vincent Kompany. He expects his goalkeeper to be protected when he's fouled by a forward from the other team. I look out for the little guys, Sam. Liverpool, we expect it. We get bad decisions every week. What, you know, Just the way it is.
All right.
Ødegaard handball. Luis Diaz offside. Still the only game we've lost all season, by the way. Do you know? When we got stitched up at Spurs.
Did you lose, though?
Still stitched up. We didn't lose.
Did you lose?
We didn't lose.
Who got the 3 points?
Anything else you want to tell, Sam?
Did you get any
going
points
on this week? Anything else?
There's lots of canals in Burnley as well, I think.
What's that got to do with anything?
I don't know. I just thought something else to do with Burnley. So it'll be quite a quiet week. And then, obviously, it starts ramping up again the following week and into the FA Cup, because then it's a midweek deadline, so it'll be quite tight turnaround for content after
very
that.
Good.
But yeah, this week a little bit quieter, but listen out for the main pod on Thursday.
Very good. All right, guys. Well, listen, thank you for joining us this evening.
For Lee's rant.
For my rant. Sorry for swearing. I'm pretty sure I'm going to get a YouTube strike for that, but never you mind.
Can't you bleep it out?
No, because that means I've got to retrospectively go through the video and actually bleep it out. That requires some work. So I'll just take the YouTube strikes, no problem. Guys, thank you for joining us this evening. Leave us a like before you go. Hit subscribe. Good luck in the remainder of what remains of Game Week 21. We'll be back next Sunday when we'll be able to talk about Game Week 21 in its totality. Why not?
Because Pascal Gross and Estupiñán won't have played.
When are they playing?
Monday.
Oh, my God. This game week's just never ending, is it? It
goes on till next Monday.
Oh, for Christ. This game week, it's just a nightmare, isn't it?
And then the FA Cup is on the Friday.
Oh,
and
great.
Then I'm off to Paris.
Guys, we'll be back at some stage talking about something. I don't know
then
what.
No, we will be back on Sunday. We will come back on Sunday talking about the game week, but not bright. I still have two players to go in the Monday night game.
We'll be back next Sunday to talk about Pedro Porro and
how
the PGMOL are ruining football.
Well, Pedro Porro won't have played again this weekend, so we won't talk about him.
I'm going on a little day trip to Burnley.
You're
going
to go to Burnley.
Cheers, guys. Leave us a like before you go. Hit subscribe and all that nonsense. We'll see you next week. Cheers, guys.
Bye, everyone.